The Democratic primary is June the 20th. Bellamy Brown joins us, Charlottesville native and now formerly of the PCOB, Police Civilian Oversight Board, and active in a number of things in our community. So first of all, good morning, man.
Good morning. Good morning. Good to see you.
Yeah, appreciate you coming in so quickly. I told our news director, Jay Hart, I said, hey, man, Bellamy Brown's coming in. He's like, really? That was quick. And so let's start at the beginning. It was already a crowded field.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Katrina announces, and then here we go. Deshaud and Dave and Dave.
Yeah.
Right? Dave Brown, Dave North.
Yeah.
Why now for this open seat in the House of Delegates?
Well, so for me, I wanted to. Well, initially, at the end of last year, I literally sat on a friend's couch and was like, I'm not running for nothing. Y'all better not call me for nothing. Leave me alone.
Mm-hmm.
And then just the way that, I guess, from my perspective, oversight was shaping up, I wanted it to continue because the work that we've done on the board has been significant. We've gotten a strong ordinance in place. We've got operating procedures in place led by Chair Mendez. And I think that there is good value in continuing this. I know that the governor's office would like to see oversight boards, go away. He actually, last year, Arlington had presented or voted to approve an independent auditor at the local level. You know, he somehow managed to get in and veto it. So now they have to go back and forth. But from the policing community here versus folk who don't necessarily like the police, they both agree that the work that we've done here has been valuable. And I want to see that continue. I think that, Chief Kotches, rightfully stated that, public safety and oversight don't have to be at odds with each other. They can work in tandem and get some positive things done for our community. And so that's why I want to continue to do that.
Yeah, we're talking with Bellamy Brown, candidate for the 54th District House seat in the House of Delegates in the Commonwealth of Virginia. There's a Democratic primary June the 20th. He's running for that nomination. I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you, and I know you have been talking about it, I'm sure, with family and community members, but as a former member of the Oversight Board of Police in the city, Tyree Nichols situation.
Yeah.
There's so much we could say, but I guess for Chief Kotches and for Colonel Reeves and for folks that you have to work with in that dynamic, I mean, it just seems like it just gets harder and harder when we see this type of egregious, excessive, horrific things happening, like what we saw in Memphis.
Yeah, absolutely. And I don't think that they are ignorant of that fact. I think they put out a joint statement, even before. Well, there was a statement that came out even before the video came, and then after the video came, they put out a joint statement, saying that that's not how police work should be conducted, and I applaud that. I would say luckily around this area we haven't had an incident like that, but we do want to continue to provide sound policing and oversight to continue in that particular space. I think the mindset of community policing is definitely there and it needs to continue, but we also have to battle the very real challenges of gun violence and some of the gang activity that's around as well. So there has to be a balance. I think when I ran in 2019, I had told about the fact of an incident in Fairfax County for me personally with policing, and there it was the street crimes unit. I was working at Bank of America with another colleague, black male, were dressed in suits, broad daylight, and the street crimes unit had a subdivision behind where we were, and they just happened to drive by, and we looked suspicious to them. The street crimes unit here in Memphis, in general, so the street crimes units, from my understanding, are typically there to do high criminal activity, arrest and those types of things. So that when you're in that particular space, the adrenaline is always pumping and what have you. There's no clear reason for why they stopped Mr. Nichols in this particular incident. But I think with that energized kind of attitude, it without any oversight, it leads to situations like this, and we just can't have that.
Yeah, Bellamy Brown is with us. So that's your former, obviously, as PCOB, you've resigned from that board because you are pursuing a higher office, so to speak, or an elected office, rather.
Yeah.
So let's talk about this platform a little bit.
Sure.
We started out that it's the why question in terms of, the timing now to get into this. What are some of the things that you feel like you want to have an impact on at the state level?
Sure. So, I mean, the first thing, the pillars of my platform are to serve, to govern, and to lead. I think that those are the core of what any public service professional should have. John Kennedy said, ask not what you can do, what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country. And that comes to the service of public good. Abraham Lincoln, in his Gettysburg Address, said that government should be, of the people, by the people, and for the people. And we have to focus on serving the people. And that last pillar of servant leadership is just, people aren't there to serve the leaders. The leaders are there to serve the people. So those are the core pillars. As far as the issues, I want to do, continued emphasis on civilian oversight and public safety, mitigating against the gun and gang violence. Our safety of our students and teachers is of high priority, and we need to be able to support our teachers, support our first responders in the work that they do. Definitely want to strengthen the freedoms and protections for women in governing their lives and bodies. And it's not just talking about reproductive rights, but we're talking about sexual assault and domestic violence. That's significant. I know a number of women that have encountered that, and that's just something that's deep in my heart to make sure that we prop up and make sure that they have protections for that. Expansion of clean energy initiatives. I think that the Senate's kickback of the governor's efforts to get out of the regional greenhouse gas initiative was something that I find favorable, and there's a lot of support there for that. Definitely better services for veterans. As a veteran, I've been through the VA system. I know that veterans go across the country or go across the world and fight our country's battles, but when they come back, they aren't necessarily cared for as much. And so I want to make sure that is a priority and continues to move forward. The productive and efficient mental health care system. We talked about it a little bit earlier with regard to your ministry, the Bridge Ministry. Mm-hmm. But I have a relative that's been in the mental health care system in Virginia for the majority of his life, and I've tried to navigate helping him get services, and it's been a bear to do. It's not necessarily functional in the way it should be, and we need to push that forward. And lastly, continuing to help address the housing affordability crisis. And there are a number of measures toward that end. But these are all interrelated. These aren't separate issues. These aren't siloed. These are all interrelated. And it goes to really, serving the humanity of our fellow man and woman. So.
Yeah. So Bellamy Brown is running for the 54th District House of Delegates seat, which is being vacated by Sally Hudson as she pursues a different office. When you saw, had you already been planning to do this, or you had four other people who were like, we're in it, and then here comes Bellamy. Now you got the spotlight, right? Timing is everything in politics. Help us understand that.
No, I sat at a friend's house toward the end of December. I was like, don't call me for anything. I'm not mm-hmm. doing anything. I'm minding my own business. Leave me alone. But the way that the oversight space was working, I just felt that, I had to get out there and continue to push that forward. Again, we've done some great work there, and I want to continue that work at the state level. And then that obviously opens up the other things that, we must do as legislators, for our communities and the districts we serve.
Final question for Bellamy Brown. There'll be other opportunities, and we really sure. appreciate you coming in fresh off your announcement. He's running for 54th House District seat. Yeah. The primary is June the 20th. but this is important. You mentioned the governor. You understand the dynamics of what goes on. Mm-hmm. The Delegate Hudson has proposed some things that they did not make it out of committee by partisanship. Mm-hmm. Right? Boom. That's the end of the story.
Yeah.
So can you talk a little bit about what you feel like your ability is pragmatically to work with Republicans? Because you are sure. a Democrat, but yeah. Partisanship gets us basically nowhere. So
yeah, and that's one of the things too. It's like, the partisanship within our country has escalated on both sides to a significant degree, and we are not, we don't have leaders that are kind of guiding us out of that. And it's bad for the country overall. And so for me, one of the things that I like to highlight is my time at the Sorensen Institute for Political Leadership. Brings together, Republican, Democrat, independent leaders from all across the Commonwealth to work together and to be able to solve issues. And a lot of those relationships are also down at the state capitol. And so, I'll continue to be able to move forward. I'm open to listening to You know, anybody, if you're within the district, I'm open to hearing what you have to say, because I would be your representative, whether you're a Republican, Democrat or not. I want to be able to solve problems, you know, in a pragmatic basis, just the same way that Senator Deeds has done for so long in our community. And that's what I'm really about at the end of the day, the tangible benefits of a government public service professional providing for our community.
He joins the as my colleague said, is it running for the House 54th or Studio 54? As crowded as it's getting, but it should be a fun primary season. Bellamy Brown, we wish you the best in your pursuit of this. Thank you for making time for us this morning. This was a get for us to get you to come in fresh off of the announcement, and I know listeners appreciate your perspective. So, good luck.
Thank you very much, sir.
All right, that is Bellamy Brown. We'll archive this conversation at WINA.com.